podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Let's talk about true love for just a moment, shall we? Would you rather have true love, in other words, find your soulmate and be happy forever, or would you rather win the lottery?
So this is like saying if I wasn't married right now, right?
And are we talking like scratch ticket lottery or like Powerball lottery?
Yeah, it's got to be Powerball. Like 20 mil or up.
Because there's more than one soulmate for us out there, so.
Didn't I tell you once that there are six people in the world who are perfectly suited for you?
I think you said seven.
No, I think it's six. No, there's six people in the world who are perfectly suited for you.
I want the money.
Well, apparently that's the way most people feel. Because almost 6 in 10 people said they would rather win the lottery than find their soulmate. Now, we can do the whole debate over whether soulmates exist or not, but that's not it. The point is, even if you believe that a soulmate exists, people would still choose money over their soulmate.
Now, does it mean if you have this money, you can't date? Like, because, I mean, if you have all this money, then you're still going to date around. You're going to have fun.
Right, so you're going to have the money. You're going to party. Love eventually.
Yeah,
right.
I don't think it says you can't date.
I'm in then. So then you're just not tied down.
Yeah. Right. Well, then they went and turned around and they asked people who already were in a relationship with the so-called love of their life.
Here it is. This is it.
Right. They said, would you get rid of that person for any amount of money?
Not a chance.
And that's what lying sounds like on the radio.
No, I'm happy.
Here's the funny thing. The majority of people said, no, they would not get rid of the person they're with him. But almost one in four said they would.
Oh man.
What if Gentleman Caller was that one in four?
It'd be easier for you,
you know,
to bounce.
Dom and I actually had this talk that I said, you know, what if one day, like tomorrow, I just wake up tomorrow and all of a sudden I'm able to go out and buy houses and cars and diamonds. I don't think I could handle it. I would not adjust to that lifestyle very well. So no, I'm pretty okay with where I'm at. I think I'd stay there.
You keep
fine.
Gentleman Caller for no amount of money could turn you away. If I offered
$50 million.
$50 million
in your lap.
I wouldn't know what to do with $50 million.
Yes,
that's
you
just
would.
Ridiculous. No, Gentleman Caller does the dishes. Yes, I would keep him around.
You could hire somebody to do your dang dishes. You could buy new dishes every time you ate. Just throw them in the trash.
You just throw the dishes away with the leftover.
See you later. Corningware.
I think you once said for like $100,000 you'd leave your wife.
No, I never said such a thing. It was like $200,000.
That'll go a long way, Emily. It goes a long way.
And now to turn this conversation that Emily starts crying.
Uh-oh.
It's not a puppy. Are there puppies involved?
They then turn their attention to people and their pets. And they found that a third of people would give up their pet to win the lottery.
Oh, yeah.
Including almost 10% of people who would do it for less than 10 grand.
I hope those people go to hell.
I think in your mind, they are going to hell.
Right, meow.
So, in other words, the moral to the story is that people would rather have money than true love.
I would take the money and the pets. There's my compromise.
That's not one of the odds.
It's
not one of
the
choices. Oh, really? In this imaginary situation, I can't make up an imaginary answer? Is that what you're saying?
Now that you put it that way, I think
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.